Hello, my name is Echo Rowe. You're listening to Radio Camp 90.7 FM, and today here we have Mark. And
how do you know Mark, Echo?
From school.
You want to have him say something so we can know what his voice sounds like?
Say hi, Mark.
Hello, my name is Mark Camerata, and I am doing radio.
Have you ever done radio before?
No.
Echo, can you press mic 3? Yeah, mic 3. See the two red lights?
Yeah, this one?
Yeah, and now turn it up. And now press audition. You see, look at the two mics. There you go. Now you can hear me.
Yeah.
Echo's still learning how to use the board. So do you listen? Do you listen to the radio?
Yes, a lot.
What do you listen to? Do you listen when you're in the car?
In the car mostly.
Yeah, and then at home sometimes.
Sometimes.
And what do you listen to on the radio? Do you listen to music?
Probably listen to. Kind of rock, kind of pop.
And what would you like to listen to on the radio?
I like to listen to rock.
No. I mean, if you were in charge and you could put anything you wanted to on the radio, what would you put on?
No idea.
And you've never thought about that before, huh?
Nope.
Well, right now you are on the radio and you could do anything you want on the radio.
Do you want to search a song?
Echo, what do you have over there? Introduce. People can't see what you're pointing to.
I have this app on my iPad called Peacemaker, and you can search up a song or two, and then you can, if you do two, you can mix it together or mix the one together, all different ways.
Nothing popped up.
You're looking for a random song?
Pick a random.
A song about randomness?
No.
Do you have a favorite song?
Not really.
Let's see. Echo, you want to pick a song? Did you pick one randomly?
Hold on.
She's got to look now.
I don't know.
Oh, you like beatboxing, huh?
Yeah.
What other sounds can you make with your mouth? People can't tell if you're making that. Listen to the sounds I can make with my mouth. See that? It sounds like a telephone.
Yeah.
You didn't think I could make that sound with my mouth, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, I can do a train whistle, too. Why don't you show him how to do that too? There you go. It's a special remix. Excuse yourself. Oh,
Who Let the Horses Inside the Studio? Nothing's gonna hurt you. Echo, do you want to tell Mark about the show? What is this show called?
Radio Camp.
And what do you try to do every Saturday on Radio Camp?
I try to kind of like teach people how to work with the radio and do different things.
And learn about radio too yourself, right?
Yeah.
So what should we show Mark about radio today?
I don't know.
That one sounds good with the music. What do you think that sounds like on the radio, Mark?
Pretty annoying.
So is that the kind of radio show you'd like to make? A pretty annoying radio show?
Yeah.
What if you had a radio station in school? What would that like be like?
It would be awesome.
Tell us about you guys, your class at school. What's your teacher's name?
Well, we're in different classes.
You're in different classes. You used to be in the same class.
Yes.
In what grade were you in the same class?
Third.
And now you're in fourth grade.
Yes.
So how do you like your class, Mark?
Oh, my class is awesome. My teacher has an awesome room with fluffy chairs and recliners.
Fluffy chairs? Wow.
Yeah, three of them.
Three fluffy chairs.
We had four, but one broke.
So now you have three fluffy chairs too?
Yes. And we're doing this thing about geography. So we did we made balloons and then we paper mache'd them and then we painted them blue and now we're gluing on the continents.
Wait, let's see. You blew up a balloon? So there's a big balloon?
Yeah, and then we paper mache'd it
over top of it.
Yeah, and now it's all brown and then we painted it blue and then
like the water.
Yeah, and then we got continents, and then we glued them on.
You put the continents on them?
Yeah.
Wow. And did the balloons fly away then?
With all the paper mache on them, it weighs it down.
It's like gravity.
Yeah.
Wow, Echo, what are you doing in school?
Lots of things. Mostly half of the day we're just reading. Like, we're doing a lot of reading.
A lot of reading? You're reading Charlotte's Web, is that right?
Yeah, but, like, we're doing independent reading. We're just doing a lot of it. We can read our own books, but like, reading chapter books.
Reading, reading, reading.
That's kind of like our class, too. Our class has class money, and at every quarter of the year, you spend your class money on special things that the teacher brings in.
We have tickets, so when we do our homework or when we do something good, we get them. And then there's like a bunch of ways. If you have 15 tickets, you can spend them on something.
So the tickets are like he's talking about them. They're kind of like money, right?
Yeah.
Like all the classes in the school have different ways of doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I have $1,200.
$1,000. You have $1,000. What are you gonna do with $1,000?
Well, we got to see when our teacher brings in the stuff for the auction.
What stuff she's going to bring in? So you don't know what you could get yet?
Nope.
You can spend them whenever you want, and I've been spending them a lot. So right now, I only have five, because I keep spending them.
I would save them until I get 2 million.
You want to get 2 million, and then what can you do with 2 million school dollars?
I'm going to buy the tiniest thing that you can get a million times.
All right, there's a plan.
I'm not using my dollars until the last day of school.
To buy the tiniest thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
I'm trying to beat my friend last year. He broke the record, and my teacher's been teaching for 21 years.
Wow. And what do you have to do to get a dollar?
Everything. Like little papers. Each paper you get paid. You send letters to the teacher. You get paid. Anything you do in classes get paid. And you have fines. Like if you take a drink and we're just walking in the hallway, $25 fine. If you talk in the hallway
without asking.
Yeah. Like, $25 fine if you talk in the hallway. $5 fine if you be rude on the carpet, and a $1 fine if you leave your chair out, and a $100 fine if you say two words. I can't say them.
We probably can't say them on the radio then either. It's sort of like real life when if you drive too fast, you can get a ticket and you get a fine, right?
Yeah, we do this because our teacher wants to let us know the responsibility of handling money. And we have a bank so we can trade in.
Oh, so you don't have to carry around your $1,000. You don't have your $1,000 with you right now, do you?
No.
It's in the bank.
No, we have wallets.
Oh, it's in your wallet.
I think that we have to keep the stuff at school.
Your wallet is at school?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to take your money home?
No, I don't think so.
Only on the first day because Mrs. Rath said we can go home and show our parents, but she said just wait because on September 29th we had open house.
So you wanted to wait till after that?
Yeah, because I don't want to lose it.
Now, Mark, have you thought about what you're going to do for Halloween this year?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Football player.
You're going to be a football player?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a quarterback or a running back?
Running back.
A running back. And so what team are you playing for?
Eagles.
Your costume is a Philadelphia Eagles running back? So you're not Deshaun Jackson anymore or whatever? He got traded, I think.
Murray,
yes, he got traded. So who is your favorite football player?
Favorite football player is Tony Romo on the Cowboys.
He's hurt.
But I don't want to be a quarterback.
Why not?
I don't really know. I want to be a running back.
And Echo, you're not going to be a football player, are you?
No, I'm going to be Catwoman.
Cat?
I think
why'd you choose cats specifically? Why couldn't you pick dog or ladybug?
There's not a dog woman, is there?
Yeah, I'm going to be Catwoman from the movies, and I got a wig and lots of stuff.
Wig and lots of stuff? You have claws?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Our dog's birthday is on Halloween.
Oh, my goodness. What is your dog going to be for Halloween?
He's going to be... I don't know.
How old is he going to be?
One.
Oh, he's only one. He's a puppy still.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is he?
Pomeranian.
Ah.
He's like this big.
What's his name?
Ace.
Ace. That's a good name for a dog. Echo has a puppy too.
Its name is Dash.
Dash.
I think I met Dash this morning when he yapped as loud as he can.
Yes. I think you did. So, and what do you do for Halloween? Do you go trick-or-treating, or do you go to a party, or...
We have a baseball game on Halloween.
You have a baseball game
on Halloween? Yeah, but me and my friend, we don't want to go, because we'd rather go to Halloween.
Oh, you'd rather go trick-or-treating than a baseball game. You have tickets to a baseball game? Is that what you mean? You're going to?
No, we play.
Oh, you play a baseball game. Oh, are you like in a league, or you just play?
In a league.
And what position do you play?
Center field and third base.
And a running back.
Well, I'm better at wide receiver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've got good hands? Let's see your hands. Show them to the radio audience. You've never seen such hands on the radio before, have you?
You can't see on the radio.
Oh, I forgot. You can't see on the radio.
I can.
Can you see into the radio?
Yeah.
Can you see the people listening to you?
No.
How many people are listening right now? I see 17 people listening right now.
I see 4 people in one call.
Wait a minute. This is a recording, so...
I can see...
This isn't live? We're not live?
I can see 8 people in a minivan.
You see 8 people in a minivan listening to the radio. Are they going to turn? Oh, excuse me.
It's a red light. Now they're going. And now they're going. Now they're being chased by the cops. Now the guy just ate a burrito. He's going across the train track. Pretty interesting adventure.
What was your...
Where should we go next?
What is your favorite song, Mark?
I don't have one.
You asked him that before. He doesn't have a favorite song. What's your least favorite song?
I don't have one.
You don't have a least favorite song?
And I don't have a favorite song either.
Do you have a song to play now? Why don't you pick 2 and then you can mix them together? Show Mark how you can mix them together.
Talking while you're telling him. What song are you looking for, Echo?
I don't know what I'm looking for.
It's the Mark remix. Looks like he figured it out right away. Echo, can you talk into the mic and explain what Mark's doing?
So there's 2 circles and they have lots of buttons on them and you can press them and do different things like repeat things over and over again and stuff.
Or repeat a little part of the song and then just a little part of the song over again, right?
Yes, and there's also a slide for 2 songs to mix together and you can slide them back and forth.
And what songs did you pick out?
I picked out from the movie Pitch Perfect, the Cup song, and Mickey by Tony Basil.
And Tony Basil. Anna Kendrick did the Cup song.
Yeah.
like that sound, hi, Echo. Do you see, Mark, you can see what sounds you make look like on the screen? Have a couple minutes left, Mark. So did you learn anything about radio today?
Yeah.
What did you learn about radio today?
It's awesome.
Oh yeah, you like you like listening to yourself today?
Yes.
Have you never heard yourself on the radio before?
No.
Have you ever heard your voice recorded before?
Yes.
A lot of people say they think they sound differently when they hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
Do you sound different? Do you sound different than what you think you sound like?
Yeah.
You like the way your voice sounds better in your head or in the headphones?
In my head.
That's what most people say, I think. Echo, are you used to the way your voice sounds on the radio?
Yeah, well, my voice is squeakier than...
You think it sounds squeakier than what it sounds like in your head, yeah. All right, so today at 3:30 you'll hear yourself on the radio.
Okay.
All right. Echo, you want to wrap up the show and thank Mark for being here and everything?
This was Radio Camp. My name is Echo Rowe, and today we had Mark, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC.
All right, it looks like we have a minute or so left. Let's do a little jam. Everybody play something real quick and give us a big ending.
Radio Camp. Bye.
Including Mark.
Bye. My name.
Bye.